Captain Hunter.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
7-Eleven Brock Hunter. You know, dude. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here before we move on to your morning dump today. Soggy.
Oh, boy.
It's a soggy morning drizzle.
For shizzle.
And fog. This is the most unprofessionally written.
Soggy, foggy. What else?
Groggy.
Drizzle.
That doesn't rhyme.
No.
They should have done something else. Anyway, then partly sunny, high of 37. Tonight, low of 22. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high of 28. It's colder the next couple days, then warming up into the weekend, then dropping back down. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.
What you got?
I shouldn't say I like this, but I kind of like it.
Yeah.
A new survey found that more people die taking selfies than in shark attacks.
Oh. Yeah, we don't wish death upon anybody.
A report found that 259 people worldwide died in selfie-related accidents between 2011 and 2017, compared to just 50 people killed by sharks.
Well,
41% of people admit they have risked their lives and safety in order to take a selfie. And amazingly, more than 50% of those surveys said they would stand on the edge of a cliff to get a perfect selfie.
Just stop it, guys.
Let's take a selfie. Oh, my God.
Oh, no more selfies.
It is true, though. You see people like, what was that one video of that kid like? And it wasn't a selfie. He was doing a video, but kind of in the same realm. Standing next to the train.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the driver comes by and kicks him in the back of the head, but he's literally, like, right next to the... What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Your jacket gets caught. You get ripped underneath that
You're
train.
Dead.
All for what? A couple likes on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Look, folks, unless you are a celebrity, there's no reason for you to be taking these ridiculous selfies. None.
It's not worth your life. I'm just not...
No.
Just stop with the selfies, guys.
To get 25 likes?
Uh-huh. You know,
from 24 people that are just don't care. They're just doing it because they're used to clicking like.
When's the last time you took a selfie?
It has been a long time. Like an actual selfie. Now, work here, we have to do videos, which videos I don't mind. At least that's a little something. But the last time I actually held my phone up arm length away to take a selfie.
Wife and I took a picture in the hot tub the other day that I sent you. Is that considered a selfie?
Yeah, which, by the way, if you're going to send a picture of you and your wife in a hot tub, put her in front, not you. Like, I care about you.
No, you do.
I want to see those wife bombs that your lady's got.
I was hiding them because it's my wife.
Worst picture. I'm like, ugh.
No, you need to be looking
at this.
My bombs. Your son. You son of a bitch. Was that a selfie, though?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah?
Well, just because you're not by yourself, you're still, it's a selfie-esque. It's selfie-esque.
Selfie-esque.
Think about it. You could have died. What if the projector you use falls into the hot tub? You're
Boom.
Dead, bro.
Boom.
You're dead.
You know?
All because you had to take a selfie.
And you would have seen the very last photo taken. It's one of those.
And I still would have been mad.
The moment before he passed.
That would have been great. I would have been sad about your wife.
There are a lot of pictures out there. There are a lot of selfies out there.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's a lot of selfies of the last. It's the last photo of that person.
Yeah.
Because they died. I'm going to take a selfie with the running of the bulls. You're dead.
Smoke.
The selfie is the horn going through their...
Through like, you know?
Just be smart, for God's sake.
No, just stop taking selfies.
Yeah, that's true. And we could fix this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you realize selfies were invented by the government to help increase our facial recognition database.
100%.
Guarantee it.
Yeah.
The government started selfies to increase the amount of photos of people. Good luck trying to rob a bank. Ain't going to happen. Me, I could totally rob a bank.
They got every single crevice and bump on your wife's face.
Yep. Or what they're doing is they're reconstructing robot versions of us that will eventually take over the world.
Are you making a movie about this? Or?
Actually, that's a really good movie. I'm going to write that one. Stop taking selfies, moron. News article in the New York Times just attempted to answer the question, what's the worst smell in the world? I would usually say Hunter after he's had some kind of dairy product, but that didn't make the list.
No.
The
Let me guess. It's got to be. And if it's not in there, then they're wrong. Sir Stroming.
Nope.
Not in there.
The first, they narrowed it down to two possibilities. The first is something called U.S. government standard bathroom Malador. A scientist who was developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense. What?
What this guy's getting paid for?
A scientist who is developing a stink bomb for the Department of Defense. That sounds like something you would make up. This was in 1998. Tested a ton of scents and found
Get the hell out of here!
The smell of the latrines from military fields was the most universally repulsive. So he developed her stink. It was a female. Totally a job for a guy. Like a 14-year-old boy.
All right.
So she developed her stink bomb recipe off of that. The second is a substance called thioacetone.
I'd like to put Sir Stroming up against those two.
It was invented in Germany in 1889, and apparently the smell was so bad when a small amount spilled in a lab and made the entire city sick.
Mmm. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's maybe a little bit beyond Sir Stroming. You know what Sir Stroming is, right? Sweetest fish.
Yeah, it's the sweetest fish. But I've never smelled it.
It's because you can't ship it here.
Yeah.
They shipped it once over on a plane here to America, and it exploded in the plane.
Yeah.
Nearly took the plane down.
I'd have to smell it first. I'd have to smell all of these to decide truly what is the worst smell.
Those seem pretty violent. Those are some latrines from military fields. Like, I who even thinks of that?
Can you imagine that, though? Like, seriously, in the hot desert?
Oh, it's terrible.
I've smelt some pretty bad ones at festivals in the middle of Oklahoma in May. And even that, you're like, oh, my God, this is it. I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
That's all the festival feet. That's
just the feet. It's not even from the toilet. It's the feet marks. By the way, if you ever walk into a porta potty without shoes on.
You're psycho.
I hate you. I hate you, and I hope you die taking a selfie. That's what I hope happens. That's your morning dump.
The morning dump.
Hey, good morning. 723, Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning.
We'll check out your full forecast here in just a little bit. Get you that soggy update.
I am.
You're going to have a soggy bottom today. Anyway, right now, though, let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always. Well, you want to do it?
No, you got it.
All right. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're enjoying your favorite sports action.
That's right. Usually we do some NBA scores, maybe a little XFL, maybe not this morning. It's going to be all NASCAR this morning. Obviously, there's a celebration for Denny Hamlin and a great concern for Ryan Newman at the end of the Daytona 500. Hamlin is the first driver to win back-to-back Daytona 500 since Sterling Marlin in 1994 and 95. Hamlin joined six Hall of Fame drivers as winners of three or more Daytona 500s. This victory came after just the second rain postponement in 62 years. A pair of red flag stoppages and two overtimes. Hamlin's celebration quickly became muted as drivers awaited an update on Newman's condition following a crash at the end. 2 hours after the race, NASCAR read a statement from Roush Fenway Racing that said Newman is in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are not life-threatening. Newman had surged into the lead on the final lap when Ryan Blaney's bumper caught the back of his Ford and sent Newman to a hard right into the wall. His car flipped, rolled, and was hit on the driver's side by Corey LaJoie's car before finally skidding across the finish line in flames. It took several minutes for his car to be rolled back onto its wheels. The 2008 Daytona 500 winner was placed in a waiting ambulance and taken directly to a hospital, which I believe was right next to Daytona 500 Raceway.
Yeah.
Wild race, man. Caught the last 70 laps last night. Talking about NASCAR in general, I haven't watched too many races. I don't have extreme knowledge in NASCAR. But after last night, I think I'm hooked. I really enjoy just everything about it now. I think the last time I watched it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Coverage is way different now. I mean, dude, they're interviewing the guys in the car at the time, basically, of them racing. They're interviewing pit crew guys. I mean, the camera views. It's a lot more interesting to me right now than it was.
Well, I think you probably as an adult, you can sit and watch it.
Well, that now, you know. And I know more about motors. I know more about cars. I understand what goes into you know, the racing and the cars. It's just, it's an unbelievable sport. With that being said, the Newman thing last night, I found out Ryan Newman, South Bend. He was born and raised in South Bend, Indiana, a local. So he's a local.
Local guy. Obviously, it's a scary crash. You never want to see that. Daytona is kind of known for the big crashes just because it's a very important race. And
I think it's a very fast track, too.
Fast track, yeah.
I think it's known for it to be it being a dangerous fast track. Dude, watching that crash last night, I saw it live, and I was telling you earlier, you could see the camera followed first and second across the finish line.
Yeah.
Happened right before the finish line. You could see it on the right side of the TV as it happened, and it kind of panned by. Immediately watching it, I'm like, does not look good.
Yeah.
Does not look good. I mean, he hit the wall, much like Earnhardt did. Little bit more violent than Earnhardt's. Earnhardt's car was definitely a lot more dangerous than the cars are now.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you know what happened in that situation.
They've made leaps and bounds when it comes to driver safety in the new NASCAR.
So apparently it's the Hans device. So when Earnhardt crashed, they made it's called the Hans device, and they made it mandatory in NASCAR. It's head and neck support. That's what it's short for. Mm. And it's basically that contraption that goes around your helmet that harnesses your head so it stops whiplash. It doesn't allow your head to go any farther than its natural motion, they say.
Yeah.
Anyway, watching that crash, he hits the wall, he spins, and then he gets hit driver's side, which flips his car into the air. It was extremely violent. After they panned first and second place, they panned back to Ryan Newman's car as it's skidding across the finish line. And whoever was filming it at the time, whoever was with Fox, zoomed into the car. You could see gas. You could see a bunch of liquid pouring out near the driver's side. You could see it flame up a little bit. And he was zoomed in enough where you could basically see nobody moving in the car, which was just like, I just didn't even want to watch it after that. I'm like, no, man, it does not look good.
Yeah.
Not look good. And then there was no report on it. Then they muted the winner. You could tell in Jeff Gordon's face when they went to the booth and were interviewing the announcers what they thought. You could just see Jeff standing there like just with a blank look on his face.
They've seen a lot of crashes like that, and you kind of know the outcome of it. So, and knowing, you know, how it is, you just kind of hope for the best. And who knows? You could have all the right gear on, and it's just an unfortunate circumstance. But at this point, he's in
serious condition, but not life-threatening at this moment.
Yeah.
Which, after you see that crash, it's unbelievable.
It's hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, man, because unbelievable crash.
Yep.
And anybody, you can walk away from that. It just says great things about what they're doing with these cars.
For sure.
You know.
Well, congratulations to Denny Hamlin winning a back-to-back Daytona 500s.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Ryan Newman, as we get more news on that, I'm sure they'll keep everyone up to date. Those drivers are pretty tough. You almost have to be to go 200 miles an hour. Just screaming down the road on an incline and be like, oh, yeah, I could crash.
You know, one thing I should say about the NASCAR, what I really love and they should do more of, just like they should do more of in football with the Madden view, that POV inside the car view.
Yeah.
It's just, it kind of puts you into it. You know, like, oh, my. You could really see how fast
they're
going.
You know, it'd be awesome. You get VR headsets you can put on and watch the race from that.
I always thought that, man.
That'd be crazy.
How about VR with an option with the VR where you can switch cars?
Yeah.
So Hamlin goes up front and you can hit a button on your you're right there in the race.
And then you can take control of the steering wheel, like, all right, I'm driving now.
Not a good idea, Brock. Not a good idea.
You have a brake and gas. You're like,
leave it to the professionals.
I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Gonna make your ears bleed.
Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 7:36, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Bend Harbor. Go see it, man. They got pizza, pasta, subs. They are open pretty much all week, ready to serve you. They got hot slices ready to go if you need a quick lunch or you want to get something home for dinner. Go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
You have $1 billion. That's a lot of cheese, man.
It's a lot.
But you can only spend it on one product. All right? What are you buying $1 billion worth? Now, the other day, Hunter, I was telling you too. I was looking at some investment things, and I was like, I was horsing around with some hypothetical dollars. And I'm like, all right, there's a CD that I can put money in and get 1.75% interest. Mm-hmm. You know, accrue interest on that. Yeah. I'm like, okay, then see. So I was like, what's 1.75 of a million? Mm-hmm. It's only $17,500. I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. I said, what's 1.75 of a billion? That's $17,500,000.
It's a big leap.
A billion is a astronomical number. You can't really put your head around it.
It's bigger than you think.
It is.
It's a lot of cheese, like
it
you said.
It is. You could buy $1 billion candy bars.
Yes.
That's a lot of candy bars. That's a billion.
I couldn't do that, Brock. I couldn't do that.
So you have $1 billion, but you can only buy one product. What do you buy?
Anything.
But it's only one thing, though.
One thing.
And I'll shoot it down if it doesn't work.
All right.
What do you got?
Now, you know what? I'm going to shoot yours down.
Mine's perfect.
With my F-22A Raptor from the sky. That's what I'd buy, man.
That's what you buy? Yeah, is that $1 billion?
I might be more than $1 billion. You but an F-22 Raptor, an F-22A.
But you can't buy fuel now because you spent all your money on the plane.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder how much.
You're just going to sit in it.
Yeah. Hey, even so.
Wait, hook it up behind your wife's car and she can pull you.
Imagine my Facebook photo in my brand new F-22A.
You remember how we talked about dying during selfies? That's how you die. Taking a selfie in your.
Not after I saved the world, Brock. With my brand new.
He's never flown one before, but he's going to save the world.
Yes.
I like that.
That's a good one.
That's a terrible
one. Right atop it. Go ahead.
I would buy gasoline.
Yeah.
I'd never have to pay for gas ever again. $1 billion. Hey, you need your car topped off? Right there. I'd buy $1 billion
gasoline.
And then I could sell it at crazy prices because $1 billion in gas. There you go.
The gas prices now, dude.
Yeah. It's a great.
It might get you to 2025.
I'd buy 1 billion gallons of gasoline or whatever it is.
That's a lot of gas.
That is a lot of gas.
Oh, yeah.
$1 billion worth of gasoline.
God, what kind of car do you have? Just guzzling gas? Or
it's
what?
Not
that was your first?
I have a tank. It's the Hummer. That's what's killing me.
No, here's what it is.
What?
You moron.
What?
I get my F-22 Raptor.
Yeah.
You fill it up.
No, I'm not filling
Why?
It up because you're not going to let me fly it.
No, yeah, come on.
No.
You're not going to wreck my brand new Raptor.
I'll fill it up. And you'd be like, all right, get in the back. I'm like, no, I just filled it up.
I think there is a back seat.
Ass, gas, or grass. No one flies for free, man. That'll be the bumper sticker on your stupid airplane.
Maybe that's what we'll give away for Screaming Yellow Summer 2020.
$1 billion in gas?
No, an F-22 Raptor.
Oh, okay, perfect. Do you have a line on one? How many Pepsi points you got? You save up enough? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. We'll go over some of your answers, take your calls. You have $1 billion, but you can only spend it on one product. What are you buying $1 billion worth?
For real, though, just top me off, would you?
No, you're grounded, buddy. Hey, good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. You have $1 billion. However, you can only spend it on one product. What are you buying $1 billion worth of? I hate to say this. I think Andy figured it out. Andy said, Mega Millions tickets. There's not that many number combinations. Then I can blow my millions on whatever I want. Damn it, Andy. You defeated the purpose of this hypothetical situation.
He beat the system.
Dustin would spend $1 billion on Ford Mustangs. That is one product. A Ford Mustang is one product. You can pretty much buy a Mustang plant.
That's a lot of Mustangs.
That is.
So
I don't know. I'm kind of on board with that. If you're a Mustang guy,
yeah.
You know? You literally have all the Mustangs in the world.
Does it all just have to be like a 2005 Mustang, or can it be like a Shelby Mustang and then a 2018?
I could be a dick and say, yeah, it's just one. Like, you got to pick one year, one make.
The crappiest year of the Mustang.
The 85 Mustang.
Yeah.
The old Fox body.
They had a pretty bad one in the early 2000s.
Oh, God. Yeah, the four banger?
Yeah, the one that all the ladies drove. They'd always like deck them out.
Let's see. A lot of people said weed. by $1 billion a week.
Come on, guys. That's the first thing you could think of. That's really honest,
weed and gold were the two big.
Really? Come on, guys. You know, at least with the Mustang, you can sell a Mustang and take that money and have as much weed as you want for the rest of your life, basically.
Yeah, but if you got $1 billion worth of weed, I don't think.
Where are you going to put it, Brock? You know how much weed that is?
That's a lot of weed. Can I Google it?
No, you can't Google it. Don't Google it. Don't waste
time on this. How much is $1 billion?
Oh, my God.
Worth of weed. We're going to figure this out.
What does it do? That's different.
Here, this was $1 million. $1 million worth of weed looks like. Right there.
Yeah. So another million of those, Brock. That's too much. You don't need that much.
That's only 2 million. Or 1 million of these.
Right. 1 million of those.
That's not that much weed. I could smoke that much weed.
No, you couldn't. No.
I couldn't even do that little corner of that baggie right there. I'm freaking out, man.
You're getting dizzy looking at the
photo.
But
now think about it, though. The way it is, though, you have $1 billion worth of weed. That's just, you can sell that off in bits and pieces. Weed becomes more and more valuable. Or will weed become less valuable because there'll be more of it?
Can't do it, Brock. You got $1 billion worth of weed. First off, you're going to stink up the whole county. Third off, you're going to have cops on your ass. If you have that much of anything, people are going to be investigating. Especially if it's weed.
Just a mansion full of weed.
Right. I know it's legal, but yeah. I don't think $1 billion worth of it. It's quite legal yet.
I think it's good. I think you're just being a square.
No, I'm mad because it's a dumb answer.
You're being a square. John Munson said a new ass because mine is cracked. You know what, John?
Rock 107.
Hey, good morning. 7:57. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
I don't get it.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. You have $1 billion. However, you
$1 billion.
$1 billion. But you can only buy one product.
Huh?
All right, just one. Can't buy one of a bunch of stuff. No, one product.
Yours is gasoline?
Yeah, gasoline, man. Just always have gas. Because how many times you... Then I don't have to sit there and do that $10, $12.50 nickel and dime in my tank.
Where are you putting this gasoline? That's the question.
I'm not telling you. It's my gas.
Good luck. I'm going to blow it up as soon as you get it.
You will do nothing. You'll do nothing.
I'm going to stand next to it and light a cig.
I hope you're there when it blows up.
Boom!
You can only buy one product. What do you buy... Tracy had a decent one. Visa gift card. Does that count? It's one product. It's a Visa gift card.
Oh, boy. She's trying to beat the system, huh?
You know, a couple of cheaters out here.
So can you get a Visa gift card for $1 billion? Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, do they have
moron?
That? Moron. How much do I left on that gift card?
Oh, it looks like you have $999 million.
Use it to buy a candy bar. One candy bar.
Oh, my God. Where'd it go?
I lost it. That's the thing. You lose that gift card.
I lost it.
Enjoy that. Let's see. Dawn said she would buy $1 billion in pizza. I mean, it's not a bad idea.
No, I got an idea. This is what I would do.
What would you buy? You know, wait, hold on real quick. You're a diabetic. Why didn't you say insulin?
We're all going to die eventually.
I'd rather have a jet.
No, I'm going to buy a bunch of auto parts stores and put them up everywhere around here. That and car washes.
That's already happened. Somebody already did that.
Somebody already got $1 billion worth of...
Jennifer's. I like Jennifer. She said rent. Really, your mortgage?
Well, how much is your rent?
Yeah,
that's Come on. That's the stupidest answer I've ever heard of.
But then you don't got to pay rent anymore.
For what? A trillion years?
That's true. That's a good point.
Ah!
Or your kids. Then your kids don't have to pay rent.
What? Your kids, 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 kids?
Maybe you live in a ritzy place?
How much are you paying for rent? You know how much here's what I have a problem with. They don't really know what $1 billion is. Oh, $1 billion. Well, I'll spend it on rent. Like, you understand what $1 billion is?
Yeah, now you got free living forever.
I mean, more than forever. You could live on Mars.
Yeah, for $1 billion?
You could pay rent on Mars for $1 billion. Dude, I'm just saying, there's so many other...
Hunter's very upset about the $1 billion, folks. You got to understand how much $1 billion.
I thought I did pretty good with the F-22 jet.
That was a terrible answer.
Oh, until I get it, you're like, damn, dude, that's pretty sweet.
You got one jet. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, anything I want, Brock. Anything.
Never flown a jet in your life.
I'll figure it out.
You watch a YouTube video?
Yeah, YouTube, dude.
You'll be fine.
Come on.
Literally the hardest jet to fly.
I've been playing Ace Combat on the Xbox One, bro.
You know, that's good. Buy that jet. Buy that jet.
Hey, it's better than paying for rent.
The only thing that's going to happen next is you're going to die. Ugh. And then the rest of us can go about our days with our $1 billion rent paid.
I'm going to fly it right into your $1 billion worth of gas.
Just blow it up. It's the dumbest thing we have ever talked about.
Yes.